speedbuilders.com. State your full name and address, please.
Tina Matherson, 889 Highway 42, Jackson, Louisiana, 70743.
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah. Do I have to give it?
Yes, please.
Pamela.
I don't see anything wrong with that name. Have you ever gone by any other names?
Oh, no.
Is Matherson a married name or a maiden name?
That's my married name.
What was your maiden name?
Fletcher.
Fletcher?
Fletcher, yes.
You don't have any aliases or names that you're known as, anything like that?
No, that's my only name.
How long have you lived on Highway 42 in Jackson?
I've been out there since 1969.
Do you own it or rent it?
I owned it, and I eventually had to sell it, but I'm still residing there. I'll live in it until I pass away.
You don't own it now, but you're living there?
Currently residing there. The people behind me didn't have any front property, and they wanted mine so bad that we went to an attorney and had it drawn up. I'm to live there until I die.
Is this a house, an apartment?
It's a house, yes.
Have you ever given a deposition before?
Yes, I gave one to some lady.
A statement is a little different than a deposition. That's where there's a court reporter and a lawyer, and you're being asked questions under oath?
Okay.
This is a deposition. Have you ever done one of those before?
No, sir.
I'm sure your lawyer has explained this to you, but let me explain just a few ground rules. One, and I'm noticing it already, two of us can't talk at the same time, so I'll do my best to let you finish your answer before asking another question. And by the same token, you need to let me finish asking it before you start answering, because this is going to come out in a booklet form. It's going to get confusing if we're both talking at the same time. Next, you're going to have to make your responses here verbally, as opposed to a nod or a shake of the head. While I can decipher what you mean by a nod, it's not going to be appropriate on the record.
All right, I'll do my best, sir.
Lastly, if you don't understand anything I'm asking, don't answer it. Tell me that you're sorry and ask me to state it again. I'll be happy to do that. Lawyers like to talk. You're not going to have a problem getting them to do that.
All right, I agree with you.
Do you understand those preliminary rules?
I do, yes.
Great. Have you ever filed a suit before?
Yeah, with Wintermore.
What was that for?
I got my foot broke at Carl's Dollar Store in Zachary. That's been 2 years ago.
Do you have an idea how long?
No, but he's probably got a report of it. It was back in the 70s, I think.
That's fine. If it's approximate, just tell me approximately. So, over 20 years ago?
Yes, that's correct.
You had a foot broken?
Yes.
Did that go to trial or did it settle?
They settled.
Your injuries there was your foot?
Yes, I had a broken foot.
What about other lawsuits?
No, nothing.
My next question has to do with claims. You haven't initiated a lawsuit. You haven't filed these particular papers in a courthouse. You're currently seeking reimbursement from somebody, someone to pay a claim, someone to pay for damages for accidents that you had. That's what I mean by claim. Have you ever had one of those?
No, sir.
Have you ever had an automobile accident where you submitted a claim and wanted someone to pay your bills?
I had an automobile accident, but it was my fault.
So you didn't make a claim on anybody?
No, it was my fault. I couldn't.
You didn't ask another side to pay your bills?
No.
No slip and fall in a grocery store or anything like other than maybe at Carl's Dollar?
No, sir.
Have you ever been involved in an accident where you hurt yourself, but you didn't make any claims?
No.
You started to tell me about that auto accident, but it was your fault. Any other kind of accidents where you've hurt yourself, but you didn't make a claim on anybody?
No, I haven't had any more.
Are you on Social Security right now?
Yes, sir.
Is that just the old age?
Yeah.
It's not the disability?
No.
How much do you get?
964, I think. 964 or somewhere in there.
Who do you reside with on Highway 42 in Jackson?
My husband.
His name?
Matthew Matherson.
How long have you been married to Matthew?
We got married in 1972. Actually, we got married in 1942 and remarried in 72.
You've been residing with Matthew ever since 72?
He passed away in 93.
So who do you reside with now, if anybody?
My son lives with me.
What's his name?
Ken Matherson.
How old is Ken Matherson, your son?
He's 54.
Was he residing with you at the time of this incident at the hotel?
No, he was living in a camper in a trailer location I got on my yard.
Who was residing with you at the time of this incident?
My granddaughter that's always resided with me since she's 2 months old.
What's her name?
Leela Hart.
Who is Leela's mother?
Lynn Hart.
Who is Ann Hart? Is there an Ann Hart?
Not that I know of.
I thought I saw that name in my file. You're not kin to any Ann Hart.
No.
So, at the time of this incident, and we have it as a year ago today?
1 year ago today, that's what I told her.
March 1996, you were living at your present address with Leela.
No, I didn't live with her.
So you took care of Leela?
I took care of her, yes, sir.
Ken was in a trailer in the front?
Yeah.
Was anyone else living with you at the time?
No.
Leela is a year old or something like that?
She's 15 years old now.
Is she living with you now also?
No, she left. Her mother finally come and took her away from me after all of these years.
She's back with her mother.
No, she won't live with her mama. She's living with her sister in Walker.
What's her sister's name?
Lola.